Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
So you like this song, Al, huh? This is definitely a new one, because this is on the radio now.
Yeah, Jerry and I hear this driving in a lot.
I do have to admit, this is a catchy hook. I don't love this guy's voice. I wish someone else was singing it, because it's such a catchy hook. Like, I feel like I'm getting screamed at when this guy is singing, you know?
I don't mind that.
You love that
stuff. I do.
I know. I do. The one time I drove in with you, it was like Megadeth the whole time.
It was not Megadeth.
Die.
That's not true.
Die.
Not true.
Like, Jerry, can we change the channel, please, man?
Not true.
The viral sports video of the day was authored by Stephen A. Smith yesterday.
Yes.
So, I will preface this by saying we all make mistakes. We're all caught on our mistakes. When you're on the air for a long time, there's a lot of mistakes that come from
especially
people.
If you don't get any sleep and you're hanging out at night.
Who were on the air. So, I mean, all that stuff does happen, right?
Right.
But this one was exceptionally bad. Because, I mean, he hit this matchup thing from all sorts of false angles. I mean, the fact that he even brought up a tight end linebacker matchup, it was one thing. But then he chose a tight end who's been out since May and a linebacker who's not in the league. I mean, I don't know how you do that. Now, he called the Chargers the San Diego Chargers. Okay.
Oh, we've all done that.
People do that.
Yes.
But when you add it to Hunter Henry, Derek Johnson, the San Diego Chargers, and then the clip started with him talking about Spencer Ware being a huge factor where he was ruled out at a game. That was a rough one.
He did tweet to a couple of people because I checked. He says, I'm multitasking. I'm doing a lot.
Oh, we
big
all
mistake.
Are.
You have every right to think that I'm smoking weed.
I did see that, yes.
Something like that.
Stay off the weed.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Give him credit. At least he's taking ownership of it and making fun of himself, right?
Yeah, but that's... So, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. Is that someone planting that?
That's what I thought.
Because for his brain to go... I mean, to say the year that Hunter Henry's been having, he hasn't played... We're in December. The guy hasn't played a snap.
I mean, I'd rather hear about Antonio Gates, who's still playing. It looks like he's about 30 pounds overweight.
I mean, and Derek Johnson?
Watching the piece, I got the sense that he walked in and said, all right, what do we got? What are we talking about? All right, Chargers, Chiefs, what do we have? Give me some stuff.
And then someone handed him a bunch of...
I can't believe that. I can't. I just can't believe somebody at ESPN handed him that stuff.
But if that, well, then...
Because I mean, then those people should be fired. Then.
But to Greg's point, to go so deep into a matchup, just keep it simple. Mahomes, Rivers... Done.
Yeah, think about all the guys you could talk about in this
Tyreek
game.
Tyreek Hill, you could talk about, you know, Kelvin Benjamin maybe making his first appearance for the Chiefs. Or there's a million things you could talk about.
Right.
But I will say this. He is so wrapped up in the drama of the NBA and what's going on between who's doing this to that one and this one tweeting this one and everything else that I can understand how this is not really on, you know, his radar.
Yeah, I get it. And also, I mean, he's paid to be a mouthpiece to entertain more than anything else, right? Like, you don't put on Stephen A. Smith to get an education on what's happening in the game. He's not going to break down a defense for you.
Then don't break
it
down.
Right, but that's the point, right?
I don't know why they would have added him. Because he's definitely a basketball dude. You know that, and we all know that.
It's just one of those – wasn't that just one of those roundtable shows, though, with Max Kellerman?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, right. It was,
as opposed to a football show?
It was First Take, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But Hunter Henry, Derek Johnson.
Oh, man.
I mean, those two guys.
Oh, and by the way, you know, that not only that, I mean, here we go again with the Major League Baseball writers and the sources and all this other crap. And now we got the San Diego Padres.
I'm glad you said that.
Involved in, you know, a three-team trade that's somehow – I mean, this Brody Van Wagenen just loves this Real Muto, man. I don't know what it is. He must – I know he is his agent and all this other crap. Man, he just loves this
guy. I told him, what did I say a couple days ago? He looks at him like he's the next Gary Carter.
Right, exactly.
Like, honestly, like that type of...
He must really hate Darnold.
Yeah, well...
And Plawecki.
Wouldn't you...
Darnold's the starter.
Right, wouldn't you, if you were evaluating this organization, going, these are our catches?
Well, I get what he's saying, but now, I mean, it's just nonstop. It's like more sources... You know, more industry sources. What agent did you talk to? And we all know that Real Muto wants out of there, and who would know better than his former agent, right?
Yeah, Brody had another one of his mixed metaphors.
We'll get to it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We'll get to it.
You got it up there locked
awesome.
In there, Jerry?
Awesome.
Oh, I have it up here. What do you think?
Let's say, yes, of course you do, baby.
This is first talking about – first, let me just tell you, we're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Tri-State Dealers. Then I will tell you that he was talking about the Jerry's Familia deal. Mm-hmm. Not exactly 100% yet.
I really think it's important for everybody to recognize that this deal is not done, and we, you know, we're not gonna you know, count our eggs before – I don't know what the cliche is. You'll see. I whiff on cliches a lot, but –
Look at that.
He whiffs on cliches.
See, he recognized it. Count our eggs. It's count the chickens, right?
Before the, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't count.
It was the eggs before they hatch.
Right.
Or was it count the chickens before they're.
Three idiots.
Count the chickens before they hatch.
Yeah. Right, exactly. That. So
you
I was
gotta make
right.
sure all the chickens are alive when they hatch. Don't count them yet.
Don't make count sure, them. Because sure they're eggs. Right. They're not chickens. That's the point. Until they hatch, they're still just the eggs. So counting the eggs, you can count all the eggs you want. Just don't count them as chickens.
We're going to have fluid to the top, man.
That's right.
I hope this guy talks every week.
All right, so this deal is not done yet.
It's not 100%. You know, things are agreed upon, but as he said about four times when he spoke yesterday, guys, he's not signed, sealed, and delivered yet. We anticipate it, but it's not done yet. So he was speaking very carefully, as you can imagine. He was then asked about Brian Cashman's comments from the day before. Remember those headlines?
Mm-hmm. You're out on metaphors. You don't have an answer for the Death Star question now.
I'm not good with that. You know, we'll have to send those out on Twitter.
So there you go. He wasn't going to get into the Death Star. The Mets did select Kyle Doughty, a pitcher out of the Indians organization in the Rule 5 draft. Mariners send Carlos Santana to Cleveland for Edwin Encarnacion. Seattle GM Jerry DePoto did the deal while hospitalized in Las Vegas. Supposedly he's okay. It was for precautionary reasons, just wasn't feeling right, but should be fine. All right, so the Thursday night football game, Chargers and Chiefs, and you had the Chiefs with this 28-14 lead with about 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter after they score. I think it was Damian Williams that scored to put them up 28-14. L.A. gets to within 28-21. Justin Jackson, a three-yard touchdown run with under 4 minutes left there. And then you had this on a third down play with the – now, the Chargers converted on a fourth down play, another big play.
Yes.
I think it was Benjamin, right, both times?
Yes.
And then you've got a third down play. They're in deep late in the game, and you get a passing interference called, which was it's a tough one. Here was Troy Aikman looking at the replay.
I don't know if that's what they're calling with him. There was no grab. It's in slow motion. I don't see anything there.
Well, they called the passing interference, put the ball on the 1 yard line, and here's what's followed.
Rivers from the gun. Rivers pulls the trigger near side. Caught Mike Williams. Touchdown. Los Angeles, Philip Rivers, a strike. And the Chargers are an extra point away from tying it up.
Ah, or a two-point conversion away from taking the lead and winning it. Here's more Ian Westwood One on the Fan.
Chargers working out of the gun. Rivers, he's got the snap. He looks, he floats it, end zone, wide open. Mike Williams has got it. The Chargers are celebrating. 29-28 with 4 seconds left.
And that was it. That
window
was
throw
much, it. Yeah, the window threw it through a window last night.
Oh, my God. And, you know, could you imagine if the Chargers hadn't lost to the Denver Broncos at home 2 weeks ago, the Chargers would be the number one team in the AFC.
Yeah. Well, right now, 11-3.
But they lose like 23-22 in that game or something like that. It was crazy. I mean, they've lost some really heartbreaking games this year.
I was just thinking about Mike Williams. That probably was so slow. He was so wide open. Like, I wonder if he was like, right? I know. Like, it's probably easier for him to make a catch over a defender where he's jumping up and getting his 2 feet down than that, because it's like, my God, if I drop this thing, this will be the worst moment in my career.
Exactly the take that Al Dukes had, coming from someone that would rather be the backup quarterback and never play and just get paid.
Yeah, right. Of course, man.
Rivers threw for 313, the two touchdowns, a couple of interceptions as well in this game. Williams had 76 yards receiving, two touchdowns, as well as a 19-yard touchdown run in the third quarter. It snapped a 9-game losing streak to Kansas City and L.A. into the playoffs. Here is some of the postgame sound. Anthony Lynn, we were always going to try for the win.
I told Kim when we got the ball, we score, get your two-point play ready. We're going for it.
And that's Ken Wisenhunt. Phillip Rivers, absolutely love that.
Coach Lynn said, let's go win it right now. Let's go for two. Let's go win it right now. And when he said that, there was so much conviction from him. It was, yeah, let's go win it right now.
Kind of like Frank Reich, as we mentioned earlier in the season. The guys love that.
Yes.
Here was Williams describing the two-point play. It was like he was completely uncovered.
It was double-teaming me every time I was in the slot, almost every time down there. So on that one, they both left me wide open.
The DBs. Here was Andy Reid. Well, that wasn't a good night. Now what?
In the National Football League, you got to be a bit resilient. That's what you do. You learn from your mistakes. That's real.
And both teams now 11-3, though I do believe the Chiefs have the tiebreaker as it stands right now.
They do, yeah.
What's that?
They absolutely do, yeah.
Late tomorrow afternoon, Jets and Texans. Isaiah Crowell and Quincy Anunua have been ruled out, so McGuire and Cannon will be the running backs. Todd Bowles says, let's see what they got.
It's a good opportunity. They've been playing some since they've been healthy, since Eli's gotten back, and Trent's been playing little by little. You like what you see, so they get a chance to prove themselves.
And that game at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, you'll have the Giants and the Titans. Now, Odell Beckham Jr. missed practice again. Sore quad, went to see a specialist yesterday. Undecided if he'll play against Tennessee, but one thing is certain, he wants to be on the field.
Whenever it's better, I'll definitely be out there. You know, I don't want to be missing. I don't even like missing practice. So whenever I can run, I'll be running.
He said team's still in a tough spot, but they have played with pride.
Coming off 1-7 to where we're at now, a lot of progress, and that's just the result of it.
Team now at 5-8. Sunday night, you got the Eagles in L.A. against the Rams. Quarterback Carson Wentz, a fractured vertebrae, so Nick Foles will start against Los Angeles. Rockets beat the Lakers 126-111. The story of the night was James Harden.
And now the crowd wants Harden to go for 50. He's dribbling.
Well, he may as well. He's this close.
There he goes, down the middle, pulls up, lays it in. And 50 points for James Harden.
John Ireland on Lakers radio as part of a triple-double. 50 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Harden was asked his thoughts of his night afterwards.
Good game. Now we got to move on to Memphis, which is going to be a tough opponent. They're playing well right now as well.
Grizzlies.
All right, by the way, did you see James Harden's outfit as he arrived to the stadium?
I didn't. No, I did not. Just Cam Newton-like?
Yeah, kind of. You got to look it up when you see it, and then when you see it, we can talk about it. You
all
have
right.
to see it. I can't describe it.
I can do that.
I'll look for it right now.
All right.
While we do that, we'll play LeBron James. At one point, I guess they were – I didn't see this game, but I guess they were blowing the whistle at nauseam with the fouls. So at one point, the Lakers had an interesting way to show the refs how they felt, as a reporter asked LeBron afterwards.
LeBron, there was a point where some of the Lakers were defending with their hands behind your backs. Were you guys trying to make a point that you weren't making contact with some of the Rockets players?
Just trying to defend without fouling.
Defend without fouling. So he did go to the line hard 19 times last night in the win. Spurs beat the Clippers 125-87. Magic over the Bulls 97-91. Suns top the Mavericks 99-89, which brings us to the city of Phoenix trying to figure out if they should give the Suns $150 million to make improvements to their arena. So that allows people to come talk, speak their mind, like a nice old lady named Greta Rogers. She's a Phoenix resident. She says the owner of this organization doesn't deserve the funding.
Mr. Sarver has done nothing to improve this team in the 14 years he's owned it.
She says the guy, quite frankly, is cheap.
He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks.
She says, let the chips fall where they may.
They can support themselves or fail on their own lack of diligence.
As you can imagine, she's becoming a viral star.
Oh, of course, yes.
She even points out to the one guy, Ed, I expect better from you, whoever Ed is, who's up on the board.
That's kind of interesting. So the Arizona Cardinals went through this, and they convinced the city of Glendale, which is where the Coyotes play as well. And the city of Glendale thought this was going to be this great thing. So they basically funded a big portion of those two stadiums that sit next to each other. And this is kind of what Sarver is trying to get at. He's like, if Phoenix is not going to do it, I'll move to Scottsdale, or I'll move to some, you know, some Indian land, reservation land off just right outside of Scottsdale. Al, you remember where that, I think that casino is over there on
Talking Stick.
Yeah. I mean, you could see what he's doing. I could see what he's doing. He's just trying to figure out how he can get out of his present lease and situation in Phoenix and just move to the suburbs and have one of those suburban cities basically underwrite this whole thing.
I just had a flashback to yesterday and the suggestion that Boomer was making to Al, so I just was having a moment laughing about that.
Suggestion I made to Al?
You're a bad guy. Tonight, the Knicks are in Charlotte, New York, signing Alonzo Trier to a two-year contract. Nets and Wizards tonight, we'll have it on the Fan. Brooklyn signing Spencer Dinwiddie to a three-year extension worth a reported $34 million. And you've got the Devils taking on Vegas tonight, the Rangers playing Arizona tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.